Previously on Wings.
I'm going to be playing with the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
What's happening up there?
Is there something wrong with this engine?
Force feed valve is clogged. I don't know if we have enough fuel to make it to Hyannis.
God, I can't believe this.
Oh, God.
Lightning just took out a second engine.
Prepare for water landing. Set best glide speed. We're going in.
I really thought we were gonna crash.
Oh, I was sure of it.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it didn't help that you and Brian both froze at the controls.
No.
But thank God Lowell was there to land the plane.
Lucky for us, the USS Nimitz was on maneuvers right below us. Lowell, was that your first carrier landing?
You okay, Lowell?
Not really, Joe. Feeling kind of woozy.
Well, that was quite a jolt you took when we landed. How many fingers am I holding up?
Which one of you?
That's woozy.
Oh, what's that bright light?
What light?
That bright light. I'm being drawn toward it. Oh, am I dying and passing over to the other side? Hey, what's that voice? Is that you, Grandpa? Grandpa Mather? I'm coming, Grandpa.
Lowell. Lowell. Lowell?
What?
Thank goodness he's coming, too.
You're not my grandpa.
You were hallucinating. You banged your head when we hit the water.
You mean we're not back at the airport?
No.
Well, where are we?
Actually, that's a very good question.
So after the plane crash, Joe got the lifeboat inflated, and then we all climbed in. Isn't any of this coming back to you?
Not really, Faye, but not to worry. You know what they say about severe head trauma.
What's that?
What's what?
A storm cleared out. I can finally see the North Star.
Great. That means the coast is that way. Let's start paddling.
No, no, Roy. Actually, we're better off staying right where we are. This is where we went off the radar screen. It's the first place they'll look for us.
I can't stand this. We're out in the middle of nowhere. I'm desperate and frightened, and you expect me just to sit here with my hands tied?
Well, now you know how your dates must feel. Look, Roy, they probably sent a plane out for us already. As soon as we hear it, we'll set off our flare gun.
I feel like we're living in that Hitchcock movie.
You mean birds are gonna come peck our eyes out?
I think the movie Roy's talking about is Lifeboat.
Oh, right. What's that one about?
Brian, looks like we're taking on some water. Give me a hand with the bailing.
Well, all I can say is this whole thing's pretty romantic. Here we are, six people stranded at sea, dressed in formal wear. We must look like refugees from the Titanic.
Oh, for God's sake, woman, we were in a plane crash. What does it take to put you in a bad mood?
Well, if you must know, I'm not too crazy about control top pantyhose that's been mislabeled.
I say we should all just be grateful we're alive.
Well, I certainly am. I just have one question. If I was knocked unconscious when we landed, then how did I end up in the lifeboat?
Actually, it was Roy who pulled you up.
Really? Well, what can I say but thank you, Roy?
It was nothing.
Now, don't shy away from this. I won't draw it out. I'll just keep it simple and to the point. I love you, Roy.
Oh, will you knock it off? It was an accident. My cufflink caught on your collar as I was climbing up. Trust me, if I had the whole thing to do over again, I would have worn a short sleeve shirt.
You're not an easy man to love, Roy Biggins.
Brian, this bailing isn't helping much. I think we're just too heavy for the boat.
Yeah, you know what? I think maybe we better take turns in the water. You, me, and Roy can rotate. I'll go first.
All right, good idea.
What is this you, me, and Roy stuff?
Excuse me, Lowell is hurt.
Yeah, well, I was talking about Faye and Helen. Did you ever hear about equality among the sexes, women's liberation?
Moving defense of women's rights, Roy. Especially coming from a man who has silver cutouts of topless women on the mud flaps of his El Camino.
Well, I know what we need to put us all in a good mood. A song. I'm assuming everyone knows the words to Peanut on the Railroad Track.
Hey, we've only been in the water 15 minutes. We're not that desperate yet.
I could be on fire for 15 minutes and not be that desperate.
There's no use staring at it, Joe. You can't bring it back.
I can't believe I'm going to lose that plane. If it goes down, it's going to take 8 long years of hard work and sacrifice with it.
There she goes.
There goes my whole life.
You still got me, Joe.
Oh, God.
If it's any consolation, a pretty big part of my life went down with it. My cello was on that plane. Not that it ever did me any good.
But you were on your way to play with the Boston Philharmonic.
Right, and look what happened. I mean, this is so typical. Every time I start to feel good about my music, something bad happens. Every time I start to feel bad, I get a little bit of encouragement. Well, I guess this finally settles it, you know? My cello's at the bottom of the ocean, never to be played again. It's like God finally gave me one clear-cut sign of exactly what to do.
Nice going, Helen. That was our only flare.
$8,702, $8,703. 8,704, 8,705. Oh, darn. Did I already count that one? 1, 2.
What's that?
What's what?
I hear a motor.
It's coming from over there. Here.
Oh, talk about gorgeous.
Boy, I'll say. That's a Surf Chopper E2000.
What are you people doing here?
Well, we had a plane crash. You gotta go get us some help.
Okay, I can take one of you with me.
Well, I don't need to be asked twice.
Actually, I was thinking of someone a little sexier, more manly. Like him.
Me? Okay. But I have to warn you, I haven't been feeling too well lately.
I bet I know something that'll make you feel a whole lot better.
What?
Wake up.
Lowell, wake up.
Huh?
Wake up.
You were having another hallucination.
Ah, well, at least they're getting better. That time I was being seduced by a woman who looked just like Christie Brinkley.
Oh, I have that dream all the time.
You have erotic dreams about Christie Brinkley?
Oh, I thought he said David Brinkley. Oh, you must have thought I was pretty strange for a second there.
Yeah, just for a second there.
There's no need for sarcasm.
Well, excuse me, Faye, but it just so happens that I'm cold and I'm wet. And I've had the sharp edge of your pump in my behind for the better part of an hour.
Hey, come on. Just stop it. Look, I know we're all a little tense. So, why don't we just try to sit here quietly, not do anything that might get on each other's... What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just flicking this thing here.
It's really annoying.
Sorry, Joe. Not usually this fidgety when I'm stranded at sea, but I had an extra cup of coffee this morning.
Oh, you did? Just stop it. Fine.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just realized if we don't have these tuxedos back by 5, we get charged for a whole extra day.
I think I know what the problem is. We're all getting a little cranky because we're all hungry. Well, I have something in my purse for just such an occasion.
Wait, you keep a little something in your purse in case you're stranded at sea, in a lifeboat, in an evening gown?
Oh, shut up. I keep a little pack of Oreos in my purse. Oh, I just hope they don't get wet. They're so good when they're fresh. Wait a minute. They're gone. Somebody must have taken them.
What? Hey, don't look at me.
Wait, hold on a minute. Helen, let me see your teeth.
Move on.
Look, her teeth, they're still black. Oh. She ain't the cookies.
There's still some on her teeth. Hold her down.
All right. I took them. They were good and they were fresh. So what?
Oh, I might have known it was you.
Oh, knock it off. It's not like you've made this trip such a joyride.
Oh, well, maybe we wouldn't still be on this trip if you hadn't shot off our only flare.
Excuse me.
Oh, what are we supposed to do then? Throw the empty gun at passing planes?
All right. That's enough. Stop it. It's enough. Why don't we all just relax? Say nothing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Brian, are you purposely trying to annoy me?
I thought about it, Joe, and I decided that even though we're 10 miles out to sea, this is still a free country, so I'll flick all I want to flick until I flicked, and I feel like I'm done flicking. So I'll just flick.
Yeah, we're trying to flick.
Hey, no, you can't just stop.
God, we're sinking. Oh, we're sinking.
Quit, right, will you?
No, you're right.
Hey,
look. Oh, my God.
Attention on the life raft. This is the Coast Guard.
Well, I'm not getting sucked in again. This is just another one of my hallucinations. Watch. I bet I can walk across the water. We're saved.
Morning, Lowell. Helen?
Hey.
Attractive stranger in the tartan pullover?
Well, you're certainly chipper, Brian.
Lowly, I'm a changed man. Ever since that plane crash, I've got a new appreciation for life.
Oh, I know just what you mean. The simple beauty of a child's laughter.
Oh, there you go.
Spending the entire day watching a tree grow.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't have time for that stuff anymore. I've got people to see, women to bed. Why, I've never even been to Canada.
Relax. There's time.
Not now, Faye. Not now.
Okay, Joe. I'll come back a little later.
What's Joe yelling about now?
Well, you know, he's still trying to rent a plane.
Oh, you're kidding. He's been at that for days.
Oh, what is it with people? You crash one plane and they act like you're trouble.
I can't believe this. Flat out won't rent me a plane. Can't afford a new plane. The insurance company won't replace my old plane. How am I supposed to run a business?
Oh, no, Joe. Calm down. Everything's going to be okay. Look, here's the mail.
Oh, the mail. Yeah, this ought to be fun. See, hangar bill, electric bill, fuel bill. Thanks, Faye. I feel much better now.
Try to understand this. I don't have any money to send out. I need money coming in.
Wouldn't you all know?
Hey, look who's
there. Hey, there he is.
How was your trip?
Oh, the worst. First, we are delayed for 12 hours in Rome.
Oh,
then a screaming baby sits behind me the entire way. Then they lose my luggage.
Oh, Antonio.
We're in a plane crash.
Must you always top my story?
No lie, Antonio. We were forced to make a water landing.
We spent 8 hours at sea.
A freezing cold in a lifeboat.
With Roy.
Oh, God, you poor people.
Oh, come on, rent a room. Here, Cochran, I got some of your mail.
Roy, didn't you notice Antonio's back from Italy?
So? I'm back from the can. You don't see me making a big deal of that.
These are all bills. I can't give these to Joe. It's going to push him over the edge.
What's wrong with Joe?
He lost his plane. He owes everybody. He's just not himself.
Allow me. I have a way with Joe. He will take one look at Antonio's face, and all will be well.
Joe!
Antonio, I'm desperate. I need money.
Joe?
7,000 lira? It's probably only a buck and a half, but I'll take it. What else have you got?
Joe!
I got no choice. The whole world is falling apart. Look at this. All these people want money. If I can't find a way out of this, I don't know if I can go on.
Joe!
It's killing me. I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm losing it. I mean,
Look what I did to you. You're one of my best friends, and I practically mugged you.
Joe.
I know exactly what you're saying. Is it even worth it? What if I do find a way to dig myself out of this? Even in the best of times, this stupid business barely even broke even.
Joe.
No, Tony, let me finish. Who am I doing this for? I don't need this business. I certainly don't need these bills. I don't need any of this. The hell with it. That felt great. I've never done anything like that before. It's like I'm a new person.
Joe?
That's right, the new Joe. Thank you, Antonio. Thank you. You saved my life. You made everything seem so clear to me. Brian! I'm free! I love this! Woohoo!
Hey, Joe, what are you doing?
I made a decision, Brian. I'm folding the business. Whoa, what? It's my business. I can do whatever I want with it. Antonio and I, we worked the whole thing out.
Hey, Joe, see, you're forgetting, see, that certain lazy, shiftless, irresponsible people depend upon you to be in business. And I'm not just talking about Faye.
Too late, Brian. My mind is made up. I have paid my last bill. I have flown my last flight. Sandpiper Air is officially history. What the world did you say to him?
I just don't know how to keep my mouth shut.
I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. Joe, you're actually quitting.
Uh-huh. Want to buy a vowel? No?
This is amazing. And just what are you going to do?
Moving to the South Pacific.
The South Pacific?
Yeah, the Marquesas. It's a little island chain I read about in National Geographic when I was a kid. It's pristine. The sun always shines. And at least in 1967, the women weren't wearing any tops.
Well, those women are still there. You better hope they're wearing their tops now.
Helen. Wait. Oh, this is good. This is good. I love this.
What?
Come with me.
What?
Come with me. What is keeping you here?
Well, for one thing, sweetheart, I have responsibilities. You know, I can't just pick up and go. I have a life.
Helen, you work at a little greasy spoon in an airport. Your music career is at the bottom of the ocean. The last guy that asked you out was a tourist wearing sandals with black socks and legs whiter than altar linen. Can you call this life?
What's life like?
So is waxed fruit. Yeah. Helen, come on. Come with me.
I can't just pick
Helen,
up everything
Helen,
that...
we are talking about a place where the islanders don't even have a word in their language that means work. But they have 11 different words that mean cocktail umbrella. Come on, Helen, come with me. Me and you, just the two of us.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't about me and you getting back together again, is it?
Helen, don't be ridiculous. I'm going to go whether you come or not. I just feel so good. I want you to feel it, too. I feel great. I am free.
Yeah, but, Joe, you can't get...
Helen, you keep saying can't. I can do whatever I want. Now, look, watch this. Lena, that's the first time I ever tap danced. Huh?
I wonder how many words those natives have for doofus.
Okay, fine. I will remember your biting sarcasm when I'm swimming with the dolphins.
Dolphins? They have dolphins there? I love dolphins.
Oh, Helen, that is only the beginning. We are talking about a place where the warmth of the sun wakes you up on a white sandy beach. And you pull on your bathing suit, or maybe not, and you swim in crystal clear water. An islander brings you a refreshing drink in a coconut shell as you lay back in your hammock. And then the gentle trade winds dry your perfectly tanned body. And if the balmy 83-degree weather is too much for you, you weave yourself a hat out of the palm fronds at your feet.
Oh, well, I don't look very good in hats.
Then lose the hat. You can do anything you want.
Okay, Joe. I'm gonna do it.
Do you mean it?
Yes!
Do you really mean it?
Yeah.
Yes, I knew you would! We're gonna live in paradise.
Oh,
we'll be in the sun.
Oh, wait a minute. What about my lunch counter?
Sell it to the next person who walks through the door.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Joe, there you are.
Oh, no, not Lowell.
Yes, Lowell.
Yes, Lowell, what? Is this a knock-knock joke?
Lowell, how much money you got in your pocket?
$7,000.
You have $7,000 in your pocket? Why?
Does the name Charles Keating mean anything to you?
All right, listen. I'm looking to sell my lunch counter. So what do you say you give me, I don't know, $500, and it's all yours?
Deal.
I did it. Don't
you feel free already?
I really do.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, now I get to spend all day behind the lunch counter and all night working on the planes. I've never felt so free. But, Joe, I've got something to show you out in the hangar. Take just a minute.
Oh, no, I can't, Lowell. I can't. I'm leaving town.
You think we should pack right now?
It'll just take a minute. I really think you want to see it.
Oh, all right, but just a minute.
When do you think we should leave?
Oh, well, let's go tomorrow. We're acting spontaneously. Let's go all the way.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I can't even see.
Voila.
My plane.
What do you know? Anyway, I don't think we're going to need to pack much. Just maybe some shorts, a little sunscreen, maybe some sandals.
A friend of mine who owns a salvage company found it. I had him tow it on in here for you, Joe.
I can't believe it's all in one piece.
It turns out it sank right on a sandbar.
How about that? Hey, Joe, what a life we're going to lead, huh? You'll probably find one of those little island girls called Wahinis. I'll probably find myself, a little island boy. What are you supposed to call them? Wahiners?
I never thought I'd see it again.
Yeah, well, take a good look, because it's going to be a long time till we're back here again.
My plane!
That's right. Kiss that sucker goodbye.
My baby!
Joe. Oh, Joe.